Reconvening the meeting. Good evening, everyone. How are we doing today? Good? Do romper room. I see Tish. And I see, you remember romper room? Oh, mine either. They never said, I see Elvia. I waited and waited, and they never said, I see Tracy. Did they call your name Tracy? Oh, man, that's cool. I loved romper room. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start with our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And we do have a volunteer. Tonight we're going to have Tim Glodman lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance. Let's give him a round of applause. Let's encourage him. Come to the podium, Tim.
Volunteered. All right, right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
No, thank you. And it was a consensus on choosing you. Okay, adoption of the agenda. Seeking a motion. Is there a second?
My second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Bringing us to item E, recognitions and presentations. Tonight we have the Ontario Montclair School District's 2025 Summer Activities and Programs for Students as presented by Robert F. Gallagher, Assistant Superintendent of Learning and Teaching.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, Board of Trustees, Dr. Hammond, Cabinet, and friends in the audience, we're proud to be here tonight. As you know, the Ontario Montclair School District does a wonderful job with summer programs. You know, it's 2,800 students going in June and July, just giving our students tons of opportunities, tons of things to do, and that's really attributed to your leadership up here and the hard work of the four divisions all kind of coming together for the students. You know, students may come for their board. They want to have their friends around them. They may be excited to learn. They may be there for an IEP, or they could be there because parents both working and they really need that safety and protection during the school day. So tonight, on behalf of Dr. Hughes Hunter and myself, we've got Tim Glodman, our wonderful flag saluter, Alec Hobbs and Dr. James, who are going to give you a little presentation on the wonderful things we're doing this summer. So if you guys could please come on up.
All right. Well, on behalf of my colleagues here, I want to thank you for the opportunity to present on our wonderful summer program, both for our general education students and for our extended school year. So just a little bit about the summer programs here in the Ontario Montclair School District. You'll see a picture up on the screen of some of the activities that we have done throughout our time. We did friendship bracelets this last year because we are building kindness and we are working with our students to understand each other just a little bit better. Last year was our biggest summer program. We had 1,600 students come in session one on average per day and about 1,200 in session two. That was about a 35% increase year to year. We think it is a testament to the types of opportunities that we offer, and we think it was a testament to the belief in our community that these are programs that are valuable for their children. Not only for our students, though, but for our staff. Over 160 instructors joined us to provide these really exciting and engaging opportunities for students. Our summer program is split across two months. We do a June program and a July program. Mr. Glodman will speak a little bit more about the dates and times of those, but just know that those are in response to the requirements that the state gives us for the expanded learning program, which we'll talk about here in just a minute, and that is that we provide beyond the school year programming for 30 days, and that we make sure that it is 9 hours in length. So even though a student may come at 8, they are open to being there all the way through till 5 o'clock at night, if the parents so choose or so need. And it is on an as-need basis. Students do not have to stay until 5. They stay until their parents need that. It is also open to all students. There is no waiting list. There is no turndown. Any student who wants to participate in the summer program can, and can do so in the time in which it works for them. They do not have to come all day, every day. They can come on those days in which they need the extra support and not on those days in which they do not, or come when we're doing something truly engaging, which we think is every day, but they think is every other day. And then we like to keep the ratios in line with the guidance from the state, which means that we are 10 to 1 for our littles, our TKKs, and we are 20 to 1 for our older students, just to make sure that we have the proper support for everyone in our program. And with that, I'm going to hand it off to the brains of the operation, Mr. Tim Glaudeman, to talk you through the rest of our summer programming.
Thank you, Mr. Hobbs. It's an honor to be here to present the program, so thank you, Madam President. All right, we choose to go to 10 different strategically located sites to provide the most amount of access that we can to our families. Our elementary sites are available to all current TK through 7th grade students, and our middle school sites are available to all 1st through 7th grade students. And that's just because the facilities need to be accessible to our TKs and Ks, and we've found in the past that the middle schools are not. In addition to that, so to meet the state requirements, we have 15 days in June from May 30th through 20th, and 15 more days in July from July 7th through 25th, and that gives us our 30 days. And over the years, we've determined kind of what's best for families and staff. They want to get started as soon as we can after the school year, and they seem to like a little bit of break around the 4th of July and then to come back and get, we kind of bookend it the end of the school year and the beginning of next school year. We accomplish a 9-hour day from going from 8 to 5. The primary portion of our program is led by our staff from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then from 12 to 5, we have providers come in, and those would be the same providers who provide our after-school programs during the year. The program, as Mr. Hobbs said, is available to all students. We have students from special ed who are included in all of our programs, and our teachers from the district have worked to create the curriculum around 4 different content areas. The fitness, which includes physical education and sports, the visual arts, the performing arts, and STEM. And these teachers started working on this way back in December. They assembled a group in the 4 different subject matters, and they each took a grade span. So we kind of get our students together, TK through 1, 2nd through 4th, and 5th through 7th. And the kids stay together mostly with their grade, but if they mix, it's only within that span. And the content for each of those grade levels is very similar. In addition, we have special programs that are where kids can be invited to participate in. So our honors students will participate in our accelerated math program at Serrano and Wildsey. We have a dual language boot camp, which will prepare our Euclid and Central students for next year. And there's the De Anza Music Program, which will be housed at Sultana. We also have, for the first year, we're including the Mandarin Dual Immersion Program within our main program. So we'll have a group of students in the Dual Immersion Program who are going to rotate through 3 other subjects instead of being in Dual Immersion all day. In addition to that, all of the students at Montero will have access to a Mandarin program. So they get more of a conversational and introduction to Mandarin, whereas the other immersion students will be there for longer and they'll be speaking exclusively in Mandarin. And another special program we have is with the Ovid Community Library, where we bring students to the light speed maker space, where they'll make stuff like those bracelets or keychains or things that they'll come away with something. They'll learn to make things in state-of-the-art CAD machines and the Cricut machines and all stuff like that. So with the increase of students every single year, we need more staff to support these students, and that's anyone from custodians to transportation. We have teachers, orgs, mentors, SFOAs, proctors, anything you'd see in the school day, we provide what they need during the summer. So that requires a lot of staff, and as the popularity has grown with students, it also has with staff. We were fortunate enough to get over 600 applicants, and we were able to give opportunities to over 200 staff members to fill the needs of the students. In addition to the 4 core subjects, we like to provide enrichment opportunities for students. So in the past, we've taken a big trip in the summer, usually in July, and then a smaller trip to somewhere local. Last year, we went to the Topgolf. We've gone to Dodger Stadium. We've gone to SoFi Stadium just to take kids to have an experience outside of our area as well as somewhere inside of our area that they may not have access to on their own. So we're considering some new local places this year as well. In the past, we've had different groups come in, like a ballet folklorico group. We have an art group that comes in with us. Self-defense, martial arts, we've had DJ lessons over the past, and soccer clinics with the Empire Strikers have come in. And we're just finalizing the details on who we're going to work with this year, but it will be some special experiences for the students. All right. As we prepared for summer, we worked very closely with the special education department to make sure the kids had all of the support that they need. But in addition, there's the extended school year, and Dr. James will come up to talk about the extended school year.
Thank you, Mr. Glatterman. Good evening. I'm happy to talk with you about our extended school year program. ESY is the acronym. Sometimes we use acronyms in special education and we have alphabet soup, so always want to make certain that we're defining our acronyms. ESY services are those services that are offered to our students who require the support as outlined in their IEP during the summer months. These services are designed to help support our students, ensuring that any regression that they have throughout the summer months are mitigated with regard to their academic skills. It helps to maintain their progress towards those goals, and it offers that continuity in their learning throughout the summer months. We're excited to be able to offer ESY from May 28th through June 25th. Our student hours will run from 8 a.m. to noon, and our staff will arrive a bit earlier at 7:45 and remain until 12:15 to assist with the planning and the preparation for our students. The ESY support this year will be offered at two school sites. Our students with extensive support needs will be supported at Berlin, and our students with mild to moderate needs will be supported at Kingsley Elementary School. We're really excited to talk about the types of services. We will offer the full continuum of services to our students in ESY as outlined in their IEP. They will have 4 hours of specialized academic instruction, that classroom instruction in the classroom. We'll also be able to provide to our students any speech therapy that they may need, occupational therapy, adapted PE, physical education, their deaf and hard of hearing services if needed, vision itinerant services and supports, as well as orientation and mobility. We're happy to be able to provide transportation to all of our students as needed, as well as daily breakfast and lunch, making sure that they're ready to go every single day to have the success needed. We also will be providing for our students the social skills program, that community-based instruction, which offers wonderful opportunities to allow our students to practice community-based skills, such as riding the train down to Olvera Street, creating core memories for our students, while also allowing them to experience some skills that are going to be real-world experiences for them, as well as our intensive reading workshop, which will support our students with their emerging literacy needs. It's going to be an amazing year, and we can't wait to come back in the fall to tell you about all of the exciting experiences that our students had. And with that, we are ready for an amazing summer. I hope you all are too. We thank you, Board, for your support and Cabinet, and we look forward to creating amazing opportunities for our students with your support. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. James. We'll go ahead and start with questions. We'll start with Trustee Galvez first.
Excellent presentation, Mr. Hobbs. Thank you so much to both of you. Special ed is close to my heart, so I'm loving the extended school year. That's amazing. I remember a few years ago when we went from a few hundred students that we had, that we would be able to offer this, to now we have. The growth is amazing, being able to partner this not only with what we have here, but with our food and nutrition services to be able to offer breakfast and lunch with our community partners, and just everything that we have to provide our kids is just amazing. And they have gone on some great trips, Dodger Stadium, different things throughout our summer programs, and we just continue to get better. So thank you guys so much, and thank you to our staff who, it's great that we're getting all of this feedback of people who want to participate with us in the summer. So thank you.
Sonia?
You know, I love our summer program. I know you guys did a survey of the summer. Who's interested? Do you guys have any numbers on that?
Who's interested in attending so far this summer? We have so far about 1,500 applicants or enrollments for summer. We anticipate that number will continue to grow throughout May. So we're looking at a good number for this summer.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for working hard and making this program better and better each year for our kiddos. So yes, thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. Chris?
It sounds amazing. Thank
you. Your mic is off. Everybody has to hear you.
It sounds amazing. So thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, Flora?
I don't want to be repetitive, but you know I appreciate you guys and everything you do. I'm really glad to hear the inclusion model that you have and that fact that you're working really close with the special ed department to make sure the kids get what they need. So I appreciate that. Because now parents can come and say, I want them to be part of this program, and they're like, well, you know, they don't get that no more. So that's wonderful to hear. Thank you.
Thank you, Flora. We are getting grander and expanding year after year. Are we self-contained? Are the cities helping out with any of these programs this summer?
We do get city support through the library and through our museum tours that we do with them, so the city does have a hand in what we do. We continue to look for ways to expand our partnerships with them as we move forward in future years, too.
Is it Ontario and Montclair or just Ontario?
Mostly Ontario at this
Mostly
time.
Mostly Ontario? Okay. All right. I want to find out. That's all. I had to do it. I'm just curious so I know where we need to flex. That's all. That's our job, right? Okay. If kids want to sign up, where do we direct them?
The online enrollment is on our website, but the school sites also have paper enrollments that parents can do. They're welcome to see their local expanded learning TOA to help them to register through whichever method they need. But we do have opportunities on our website also.
Thank you, Alec. And Tim, can you pronounce your last name for me so I don't mess it up again?
Glaudman.
Glaudman.
Thank you.
Glaudman.
Oh, yeah, I did say that kind of.
Thank you. James.
Thank you, Madam President. Just really want to commend the presenters today. I want to thank Dr. Hughes Hunter, as well as Dr. James, the work you have done with our special ed department to provide such a robust ESY program takes a lot of thoughtful planning. In fact, I want to give a little shout out to Trustee Martinez. Before you were elected years and years ago, when I first came to the district, you had a little bit of influence with Dr. Hughes Hunter in helping shape how the summer program started before we had the capacity to grow and diversify what we do. So it's more students with IEPs, and it's more students with different conditions that are benefiting from ESY because of your leadership. So thank you, you know, very much. And so, and to Alec and your team, fantastic job. I do want to, you know, I do give Alec a hard time from time to time, is because I think he's doing just a heck of a job, but I do want to be on the record with the board and for the minutes to really acknowledge your leadership, Mr. Hobbs. ELOP is a new program, relatively speaking, from a state perspective, and it you have really learned to work and interface with all the departments, particularly Phil's, in regards to compliance. And I want to say maybe 3 or 4 weekends in an entire school year we don't have something going on. So there's 36 weeks in an academic year, and I probably would say 3 or 4 we don't have an activity going. And then now you go into ESY or our summer programming, and it's even just growing. And so you have a Herculean job, Alec. You have mentors, you have PE aides, you do the activities, the athletics, and it's growing, our Rising Stars events, the cross-country activities. And so you make it look very easy, but I know there's a lot of hard work, a lot of time, and a team behind you. So thank you, because it's students, it's families that are benefiting, and our classified staff, our certificated staff also reap the benefits of your leadership, because there's opportunities for them to engage with kids outside their contractual time and further their relationships, which is, at the end of the day, it's about helping the kids grow and develop and giving them those world-class meaningful experiences. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you very much. Moving on to section F, which is public comments by attendees. This is inclusive of OMTA, CSEA, parent groups, individual staff, students, families, business partners, public agencies, nonprofit groups, and other members of the public. Our first speaker tonight is Regina Delphine.
Hi, good evening, school board members. I'm here to speak on behalf of anonymous special education teacher that works at Lincoln Elementary School. She has various concerns as a teacher and advocate for her students. Number one, access to resources. Working in a very profound classroom, her students require access to multiple modes of communication as well as hands-on manipulatives. We do not have the access to these resources. Items must be approved through administration, and it takes an extensive amount of time. She says, I put in a request item in January, and it is now April, and I have yet to hear back about this. As an educator, we spend an extensive amount of money out of our own pockets to fit the needs of our students, and should be given some kind of support to purchase these resources, such as hands-on math manipulatives, adaptive switches, calendar items, and adaptive seating. Number two, inclusion. We do not feel supported in various areas of inclusion. We are told where we will incorporate inclusion, but other areas special education students are not considered, such as field trips, perfect attendance awards. General education is offered field trips such as John's Incredible Pizza, and special education is given an alternative, Kids Empire, but are not given a choice. This is not inclusion. General education receives rewards for perfect attendance such as swimming, but for special education, the pool is closed and they are given a game room, which is not accessible for my population. Number three, pool. The pool is such a benefit for special education students, especially my students who are wheelchair bound and have tight muscles. My students depend on the pool as therapy. The pool is not just fun time to get out of the classroom. It helps with their poor circulation, muscle relaxing, pain relief, and have since been denied this. We use the pool and show it off to parents, districts, and even state, yet we hardly use it. We are denying the students due to being short-staffed, and that should not be an excuse. Number four, grouping of classroom. Special educators as well as service providers have expressed on multiple occasions the concerns of grouping the students heterogeneous. It is expressed to us that this is inclusion. This is not inclusion. Inclusion is integrating the students with disabilities into the general education classroom for a significant portion of the school day with the support of specialized services and accommodations. Inclusion is in general education. This grouping is simply increasing and expediting teacher burnout and adding to the workload of teachers. We are essentially running 2 to 3 classrooms, creating 2 to 3 lesson plans for one lesson just to meet the needs of all students. The gap between the students in the classroom results in a group of students missing out on being accommodated to the best of the teacher's abilities. They miss out on appropriate socialization. Each and every teacher and each and every service provider on this campus has expressed their concern, but is denied and disregarded. And that's all she's written. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Our next speaker is Kevin Mejia.
Hello. All
right. Here we go. Hi.
Good evening, OMSC School Board Trustees. My name is Kevin Mejia. Firstly, I'd like to thank you for giving me the time to come up here and speak. Today, I'll be presenting my petition to the OMSD School Board, and this petition entails lessening the amount of peanuts and nut-related items within OMSD school lunches and facilities. Now, I know OMSD has already done a really good job in lessening them to begin with, So I think that listening to them more would do a really amazing job. And what I did for this petition is I consulted your policies, and I looked through them, and I've seen that what they've done, and they've done a really amazing job in lessening the amount of penis to begin with. Another thing I did was I interviewed one of your faculty members at Serrano Middle School. She was a school nurse, and she did a lot to help me understand these policies and help me with my petition, so I'd like to thank her. And another thing I did, I'm actually a former student of OMSD School District. I actually went to Moreno Elementary and Serrano Middle School, so I know firsthand a lot of these policies and how they affect the students. And also another thing, I also suffer from penile allergies myself, so I know firsthand how these policies work to help, so I'd like to commend you guys for that. Thank you very much. And as a kid, I didn't really know too much about how these policies work to begin with, but as an adult now, I understand how much they've done to help protect me and other students like myself when it came to penile allergies, so I'd like to thank you for that. And I understand taking this petition into consideration is a little hard and getting it passed, and I completely understand it, but I feel that approving this petition would do a lot to help many students like myself with penile allergies feel safer within OMSD schools. So I think that approving this petition would be the best case. I'd like to thank you for your time and giving me the time and space to come up here and speak to you, and that would be it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for your comment. You did very well, Mr. Mejia. Our next speaker is Stephanie Hibbard. You did really well. He went to OMSD schools.
Okay, hopefully I can do this without like. All right. Hello, good evening, Dr. Hammond, President Rivas, Board of Trustees, Cabinet members, and everyone here tonight. I'm Stephanie Hibbard and will be completing my 28th year in the district this month. This year, I had the pleasure of teaching newcomers for the first time and was challenged in multiple ways by making the 7th grade ELA and social studies curriculum accessible without a bilingual teacher aid. When school first started, I, like them, was thrust into a situation of quick thinking and adaptation. I was unaware of what I needed to support their language needs, but was confident that my many years of teaching English language learners would somehow translate to help this group understand the lessons and corresponding activities. By the end of August, it was clear that communication was going to be the biggest obstacle, as Google Translate has its limitations and using my cell phone for help was not always available. This reality created a situation where the kids were forced to become buddy translators for verbal and written directions, as well as to ask me specific questions of clarification and reassurance of accuracy. I also learned that textual translation is not readily available for the resources we have been given. I was forced to use whatever resources I could find online, which were similar, or in most cases, continue to rely upon the buddy translators to help me help the students make sense of what was being read. Although Google Translate can use a camera to translate documents, the size of the cell phone screen is not ideal for easy viewing. Additionally, although I always strive to do my best regardless of the amount of students I am given, providing translation needs for students in a classroom of 30 is not ideal. As we plan for the coming year, here are a few hopes I carry with me intended to provide more specific support for newcomers. Smaller class sizes to allow richer, deeper engagement with every learner, especially those navigating a new language and system. Faster textual translation access by providing iPads with the Google Translate app for instantaneous translation of documents visible on a large size screen as opposed to that of a cell phone, which would help students spend less time waiting for understanding and more time immersed in learning. Offline translation devices so students can access language support anytime without interrupting others or depending on internet availability. Each of these steps would not just support the newcomers, but uplift the entire classroom environment, nurturing growth, independence, and confidence for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. And our next speaker is Wendy Beltran.
Good evening, board and trustees. Thank you for having me. My name is Wendy Beltran, and I am honored to say that I have taught in OMSD for 29 years. I've had the privilege to address the board twice during that time. Both times I spoke as a proud parent of two OMSD students. Tonight, I respectfully approach you as both a veteran teacher and a mom. I'm speaking tonight in gratitude for, and also to recognize the important impact of, the programs that support our students with their social, emotional, and mental health needs. I'm very grateful that our district has put together such impactful SEL lessons available for us classroom teachers. It is very apparent that the lessons are very well thought out and very grade appropriate, and I'm extremely thankful that they are available as a resource that I as a teacher use on a daily basis. In addition to this, the district has provided our schools with mentors. I've worked closely with mentors on our campus for the past 10 years, and I have seen firsthand the tremendous influence they have, not only on our students, but on their families and on us as classroom teachers as well. I've had the honor to attend the Rising Star Awards banquet in the past several times and see my students and former students receive awards. Sorry, I lost my place. I can see the growth that our students have made thanks to the efforts of our mentors. My own daughter has benefited from the guidance of the mentors at her schools, both her elementary school and this year as a middle schooler. The mentors have helped her with her confidence when she just needed an extra boost. These amazing people pour their hearts and souls into helping our students, and I commend them for all of their hard work. In the past few years, our district has introduced the Calming Corner, or as I refer to it in my classroom, Australia. That's named after one of my favorite books, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Again, this has been an extremely valuable tool to help my students learn self-regulation. Sometimes they just need a break from the productive struggle that is a necessary part of their academic day. At the middle school, I'm so blessed to be able to say that my daughter has had access to the Wellness Center to help reassure her when her honors classes just seem to be overwhelming. After a heart-to-heart talk and some advice from the mentors in the Wellness Center at her middle school, she's able to return to her classes confident and ready to reach her full potential. I'm approaching you this evening because I want to say a heartfelt thank you to the board and the district for providing these resources for all of our scholars. It is impossible to say which students will need a helping hand from a mentor, an SEL lesson, a classroom community circle, a little time spent in Australia, or a wellness center on any given day. I have utilized these resources for students in many different circumstances, and I have seen firsthand the benefit that these resources have provided to my own child. I can tell you this as a teacher who loves my students as if they were my own, and as a mom who loves my personal children beyond measure, that these resources can make a positive difference that will impact our young people for the rest of their lives. I come here tonight to humbly ask for the continuation of as many of these programs as possible in this upcoming season of reduced funding. And I'm so very grateful to the mentors in particular, and I hope we can retain as many of them as possible on all of our campuses. Thank you for continuing to prioritize our students' emotional and mental well-being alongside their academic growth.
Thank you, Ms. Beltran. Ms. Irma, do we have any more yellow slips? Thank you. Okay, moving on to Section G, Consent Calendar, seeking a motion.
I move.
Oh, I heard Chris first, and I can take a second from you, Sarah, if you're
I
so
second.
Willing. Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any noes? Anyone abstaining? And I want to highlight that we have on C3, adoption of Resolution 2024-25-98, recognizing May 18, 2025 through May 24th of 2025 as Classified School Employees Week. Moving on to Section H, Discussion Action Public Hearing Items. H1, adoption of Resolution 2024-25-99, terminating services of classified employees for lack of work and or lack of funds, seeking a motion.
I
need a second.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Do you have that, Ms. Irma? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? Thank you. I know that's a difficult one, and we'll try to recover as the budget works its way out in the next month or two. Moving on to H2 under Business Services, adoptions of Resolution 2024-25-100, authorization of temporary borrowing between funds of the Ontario Montclair School District for the 2025-2026 fiscal year. Seeking a motion.
I move.
I need a second.
I second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Section I, call out of closed session actions. Dr. Hector Macias, what say you?
Thank you, Madam President. On a motion by Trustee Galvez and a second by Trustee Brake, and a vote of 5-0, the Board of Trustees voted to appoint employee case number A-2024-25-001 as principal of Mission Elementary School effective July 1 of 2025. Second item, on a motion by Trustee Brake and a second by Trustee Martinez and a vote of 5-0, the Board of Trustees voted to appoint employee case number A-2024-25-002 as principal of Vista Grande Elementary School effective July 1, 2025. Item three, on a motion by Trustee Brake and a second by Trustee Martinez and a vote of 5-0, the Board of Trustees voted to appoint employee case number A-2024-25-003 as principal of Vineyard STEM Elementary School effective July 1, 2025. Item number four, on a vote by Trustee Martinez and a second by Trustee Galvez and a vote of 5-0, the Board of Trustees voted to appoint employee case number A-2024-25-004 as principal of Oaks Middle School effective July 1, 2025. Last item, on a motion by Trustee Brake and a second by Trustee Alvarado and a vote of 5-0, the Board of Trustees voted to reassign employee case number A-2024-25-005 as principal of the Anza Middle School effective July 1, 2025. And that concludes.
That's a lot of action. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Macias. Moving on to Section J, comments and recommendations by Board of Trustees. We'll begin with Trustee Martinez.
Good evening, everyone. Ms. Beltran, I think I'm gonna have to go to your class and go to Australia, you say? Yeah, one of these days, so don't be surprised if I go knocking on your door. thank you guys, everybody, for showing up, and thank you for the presenters. I really enjoyed the presentation and look forward to the report that follows, and just have a safe Memorial Weekend coming up. Thank you.
Thank you. Chris?
There were so many things happening last week. Promise Scholars Golf Tournament, which was totally amazing, and I think we made how much? We do not know yet.
Probably over 50K.
Over 50. Yes, so we all had a good time. The Rising Stars ceremony last night was wonderful. What else has been going on?
A lot. Cross country.
Cross country. I was not at the retirement dinner. I was at the ROTC promotions for Vina Dangs and Chafee and Marty's retirement. So that was kind of sad. But he was a good guy, and we appreciated him being there. So lots of good things going on.
Thank you, Chris. Sarah?
Okay, good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. We got to see people at our retirement dinner, which was great, including people in the audience. Thank you so much for our presentation about the summer and all the programs that we're doing and how we're expanding. And I just wanted to add something for Chris Brake. When you take our kids to the Ontario City Library for the Lightspeed, make sure that they sign up for their reading program from June 20th, and I think it goes until July 30th, and then they can be able to earn prizes. So our kids are in the building, so we can be able to sign them up for our reading program. But that's for you, Chris, because that's just something that we do there. And then Ontario City Library is also supporting our food program, too, this summer. So that would be something good for our parents to know. I just want to talk about OMSD and how unique we are. So we are, with our flag football, our girls flag football that's expanded at our middle schools, and now that I see is going to our high schools so that our girls can be able to grow, and then our middle schools are doing it. But we're also doing our esports tournament, which we had De Anza and Vernon Middle School do our first esports tournament. And this is a huge thing because I'm also going to the high schools, and they're all into esports and making video games and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, so we did 8 huge mobile televisions and we did this esport tournament, but OMSD is just making all of these strides into all of these new areas, and I just appreciate it so much. And happy Mother's Day to everybody in the audience, to everybody out there, because Mother's Day is coming up, and then we will see everybody back here again on May 15th. And then we have 8th grade graduations, so that'll be good. And then we have other stuff. And then we have our Parents Day on Friday at the Doubletree.
Leadership Conference.
Leadership Conference on Friday at the Doubletree. And we have all kinds of things going on. So just thank you guys so much, and we are racing to the end of the school year. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. Sonia.
We have so much going on. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for being here. There's just so much that we're doing, I think, between all of us. I don't know how we could cover everything, but I've tried to go to most of it. Elvia and I just got back from Washington, D.C., which was our most important trip for the advocacy of funds for our schools and our districts. So rest assured that we are working hard to make sure that, you know, we get all the funding we can into our schools for our kids, for our scholars, and to make sure we keep all our programs. I love your sweater, Alec, Mr. Hubs. No, I didn't get mine yet. Yeah. I wasn't here though. The kids are doing amazing. You know, my son is part of the soccer club, and they're getting shout outs in social media, and they're getting acknowledged. They're doing a great job. This weekend they were in the LA Sports LA Sports, their social media page, as a shout out for the great work they're doing out in club soccer. And I know that we have a lot of clubs going on, and they're all doing amazing. I was at the track and field cross country event that we had, and I was able to help and give out the trophies to the kids. They're amazing. I know that they love going on stage, taking the pictures, getting their trophy, and these are just unique experiences that they encounter, and it makes them proud. And I think our attendance shows it, because they want to come to school and be part of what we're doing here at OMSD. And that only happens because our teachers are amazing, our employees are amazing, you guys make them feel at home, and they come out here. So I want to thank you guys for all your hard work and everything that you do to make sure our kids get to school and learn, because I know those scores are going up. I know the kids are, you know, excelling. They're doing great. I know a lot of kids that graduated with my son, and my son's already 21. You know, they have great careers. They're doing amazing. Some of those kids are already talking to professionals because they're graduating with bachelors. So I know that all of them are going to come back and do amazing things. And I know that because of all the hard work that you guys are putting in now, they're going to be amazing. I went in my neighborhood where I went to elementary, and I still remember what my first grade teacher told me. And, you know, it's exciting to know that I'm now here, and she told me that I needed, you know, that I could do whatever I wanted to do as long as I put the hard work in. And I appreciated that. When I drove by my old neighborhood, it was heartwarming. And I know that you guys are doing everything you can to make our children, or help our children, be successful. There were parent volunteers luncheons that I went to, and I went back to Sultana and took my son, and he was so excited to see his teachers. He ran into the school and gave them hugs and took selfies with them. And you know that when that happens, it's because they created that relationship. They created that love that my son has for them to run into the school and want to be there and go look for his teachers, because he went and greeted all his Think Together friends, and all of a sudden I didn't find him. I couldn't find him, and he had gone into his classroom to look for his teachers. So I think that's amazing, and thank you guys for all your hard work, and we'll continue to work together to make sure that OMSD is unique and that we continue to shine. So thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. I want to start off by giving thanks to our guys and gals who keep us safe, Ontario PD and our campus safety. If we can give them a round of applause for always being there in the front lines. We did celebrate and uplift our retirees last week. Tracy, you were there. You received your certificates. Give Tracy a round of applause. She's retiring, guys, and heading off to great adventures. Thank you, Tracy, for all those years. 42 total? 40. Yeah, thank you, Tracy. And hope you have a great time on your next adventures. Thank you for all those years. We do have our parent leadership conference tomorrow. So how many people or parents do we have signed up, Ms. Irma?
Each year we have close to 500 attending total at our conference.
500 minimum, at least 500. So we're looking forward to that. It's an all-day event, so that's exciting. And Chris failed to mention that she is chaperoning our middle schoolers. Tomorrow, she's off to Sacramento with Wiltsy's History Day. She'll be in Sacramento. They're competing in Sacramento, so she'll be
and
there.
Irma's there to take care of me, so.
Yeah. It's true. Irma will take care of Chris, and Chris will take care of the kids. But she is going with the kids to compete for History Day. So we're very, very proud of Chris taking on that task. So you're so modest. You know, you didn't even mention that.
See, they're
going to
take care of me.
Yeah, someone's got to.
Someone's got to.
But yeah, no, we have all kinds of exciting things coming up. You guys know promotions and all the stuff that you guys have been working hard on. The summer programs. Guys, thank you for a great presentation. We can't wait for the summer stuff to kick off. And thank you for everyone that you keep working, you know, keep in employed during the summer. Thank you for that. And thank you to everyone for a great school year. You know, I told you guys with the new job I have with the county, I do this informal survey, because I have to ask every family that I interview, the customers, I have to ask, what school do your kids attend? And they tell me, oh, they go to De Anza Middle School, and they go to, you know, they tell me which schools they attend. And I go, oh, how do they like it there? I just casually ask, how do they like it there? So I get this information, and they have no idea what my tie is to the district. And I would say probably, I think there's only been one person who answered that they had an issue, and it was because someone was picking on their child. And it wasn't anything to do with the academics. It was some other kid was picking on their kid. And I directed them, you know, who to go talk to about the bullying and see the mentor or the vice principal and talk to them about the bullying issue. But they love it. They love the school. They love the program they're at, the involvement, the programs, everything. I mean, they're just so happy going to school. And the parents are happy about it. And that makes me feel like we are all doing such a good job. And it's not like they know who I am and, you know, they're puffing up their answers. I'm their eligibility worker. They don't know what I do for the school district. So I just wanted to pass that information on to you guys, that you guys are so awesome. Dr. Hammond.
Very well stated. I think even, Sonia, didn't your sister do some research on our elementary schools as well?
And she did. I'm gonna continue to be at Sultana, okay? Because I'm gonna be the volunteer auntie. And she did. She asked which school. She had three schools to pick from, and she asked which one has the better reading scores or better, you know, academic scores. And AI said it was Sultana.
That's great. It's good intel there, and great intel for you at your work as well, President Rivas. But I do want to point out something you did so eloquently. You recognized Ms. Taylor for her retirement and mm-hmm. your years of service and wish her well on all her future endeavors. And then there was you, Ms. Brake, you know, at Mr. Lieutenant Commander Marty Jones's retirement. It sounded like a memorial service. You said he was a nice guy. You know, retirement is about new challenges, new adventures. It's not a memorial service. I'm gonna have to tell Lieutenant Commander that, you know, you were talking to him in the past tense there. Okay. All right. We'll take your word for it, Ms. Brake. But no, I want to really thank our classified and certificated staff. You know, it's kind of fitting that Mr. Hobbs and Dr. James presented on our summer programming. But, you know, just going on three recent events, our cross-country event, our elementary track meet, and our middle school track meet, three separate events. Just tons of teachers, classified support staff, administrators, family members, packed bleachers. I know the elementary one, even the rain didn't slow you folks down and still had just amazing attendance. It's just the very best of what our community is about when you talk about the whole child and really doing things above and beyond the job description. We couldn't do that without our committed teachers, our committed classified staff wanting to give more beyond their workday. So thank you to all involved to plan, organize, and then obviously make it a great experience for everybody. And I just want to just briefly thank everyone's comments tonight. I know I'll be interested to work with Mr. Gallagher as well as Dr. Hughes-Hunter, maybe even Dr. James, put you in the equation. We'll look and then we'll communicate with Ms. Jessie over at Lincoln, and we'll look at, you know, what those concerns may or may not be. And then I do think I can answer probably one of the concerns, at least semi-confidently. I know with the pool, Mr. Hillman, I don't think it's as much of a staffing issue as what was articulated, because I know there's ample staffing and we can always allocate staffing based on priorities. But I do want to say my knowledge of the pool situation is a facilities issues, particularly with the integrity of what's above the pool, and it's a student safety issue. So we do have work orders, and it takes a very specialized third-party vendor to address it, and we want to do it when there's less foot traffic. So I know it's a priority, it's going to be addressed, but it takes a specialized vendor to address those type of capital projects. That's my understanding of it. So, and then it's too bad Mr. Mejia left. I wanted to commend him, a former Ole Miss D student, very articulate with his comments, and thank him and, you know, for what he said. And then Ms. Beltran, I want to thank you for your words as well. You know, if I may have the liberty to share your comments, maybe I can have a copy of what you said. I'd like to share it with our principal. We have a principal's meeting coming up, and I'd like to share it with Karen Molina. Sometimes, no matter what kind of commendations I give as a superintendent, when you have it, you know, coming from the boots on the grounds and the practitioners and from a parent and staff perspective, it's very meaningful. And so thank you for the thoughtfulness in your comments, as well as you know, our comments related to newcomers. I want to thank you for the feedback there. Give us some insight and some discussion points the next time we huddle up as a cabinet. So thank you to all involved, and we're pushing on the promotion ceremonies and ready to wrap it up, hopefully in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not retiring, or I'm not being memorialized.
No, you're still alive and kicking. Just don't hang out with Chris.
Yeah.
Okay, Section L, Information and Announcements. L1, Ontario Montclair School District 2024-25 Student Achievement Award recipients. Information's in our board agenda. L2, students receiving the Pathway Seal of Biliteracy Award during the 2024-2025 school year. Information item is also available. L3, parent input on programs for English learners provided by parents of the Ontario Montclair School District. Students in English learner programs also available. L4, input regarding parent involvement opportunities in the Ontario Montclair School District is also available. Our next board meeting is going to be right here, May 15th. That was my mom's birthday. May 15th, 2025 at 6 p.m. open session right here at Central Language Academy. Same time, same location. Moving on to item M, adjournment. Need a motion? Oh my gosh, you guys need to go home. Okay. All in favor at the dais in the room, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Everybody go home, rest, take care, be good to each other. Adjourned.